Well, I met him in the winter up in Broome, where he'd come to find the sun. The south, he said, was wet and cold, and wasn't any fun. So I bought him a couple of cold VBs just to loosen up his tongue. And he told me the story of his life from the days when he was young. He said, I think I can call myself Australian now. I was a 10-pound pom back in 65, not long out of school. There was nothing for me in the old country, and I was no one's fool. So I sailed halfway around the world, one-way economy berth. A month at sea, then my friend and me, we landed down in Perth. And I think I can call myself Australian now. Well, WA's been good to me, and I've always had plenty of work, 'cause I'll turn my hand to anything, and I'm never known to shirk. I've picked fruit up in Carnarvon, fished prawns out of Durian Bay, dug gold out in Kalgoorlie, and driven trucks on the Great North Way. And I think I can call myself Australian now. I married my dark-eyed Mary from an Irish family, and I loved her more than life itself till the Lord took her from me. Now both our sons are grown and gone, and work in an iron ore mine, and I'm very proud of both of them, 'cause they're straight and strong and fine. And I think I can call myself Australian now. Seen a lot of changes since I first came to this land. Newman's mines, Margaret River wines, and Perth's now very grand. And I could live most anywhere, but I choose to travel around. And I spend the winter here in Broome just to watch my skin turn brown. And I think I can call myself Australian now. Yes, I think I can call myself Australian now.